Happy St Andrew's Day.
Thank you very much.
Do you celebrate?
Yeah, I celebrate every day.
Having a pint?
Yeah.
In this day and age, does it mean anything?
Yes, I'm a pretty patriotic Scot.
I'm an Englishman.
Yeah.
You tell me as a Scotsman what it means to you.
It means a good drink. He's a patron saint of Scotland, so...
Another excuse to have a pint?
Well, yeah, but I don't really need an excuse anyway.
Is Corby changing? Is it celebrated as it used to be?
Well, I'm not originally from Corby. I'm a newcomer here. I've only been here for 35 years.
And in those 35 years, has the way St Andrew's Day been marked? Has that changed?
To a lesser extent, yeah. It's gone down a wee bit.
Is it a generation thing, or is it the fact that there are...
It's probably generation, yeah. If young people don't want to celebrate it, then don't. But the older people, they're gradually dying out, so eventually it'll disappear, I would think. I mean, my own family don't bother with it.
Will you be doing anything tonight?
Nothing special, no. Maybe I'll sit and have a couple of drams watching the telly.
What's your name, sir?
Oh, you won't believe this. My name is Stanislav Zaleski.
Now, that doesn't sound a Scottish name, is it?
It is. No, it's from Poland. I've been brought up in Scotland since I was 8.
And you're having a wee dram?
Oh, of course. Always have a wee dram.
How will you be marking St Andrew's Day today?
You know, just a quiet drink at home, that's it. A couple of wee drams before I go to bed. Just medicine purpose, you know.
Well, I'll let you get back to your drinks. I say drinks, plural, because you've got your pint of bitter there and your glass of whiskey.
Thank you.
My name is Joyce Craighead.
And you're on the committee here.
I'm on the committee of the Grampian Club. It's a very good club. Everybody enjoys it. We had a very good night on Friday.
Now, on Friday, of course, you had your St Andrew's Day mm-hmm. celebrations. Mm-hmm. What happens at those celebrations?
We had a ceilidh dance at night, an evening meal, a band, ceilidh band, pipe band played. The Grampian Highland Dancing Children danced. Very good night.
And what's so important, do you think, in this day and age, to have to mark St Andrew's Day?
Well, it's a Scottish heritage. You can't let it go, can you? Not really.
And is it really strong still in Corby?
It is strong in Corby. It is fading away, but I think the Grampian Club does its best to keep the tradition going.
Now, today, of course, is St Andrew's Day. How will you be marking it?
I've got my buttonhole to put on when I get in. Thistle is the emblem. It's a heather buttonhole, yes.
As Corby grows and the people who live in Corby changes, which is bound to happen over a period of time, what do you think is happening to Corby's Scottish heritage, Scottish roots?
I think Corby, over time, the Scottish element will fade because there's so many new people coming in. The older generation are passing away and the younger people are born in Corby and they don't have the link that we had.
Do you find that sad?
I do, but it's bound to happen over time.
And I suppose you're seeing more and more of St George's Day celebrated.
I don't notice that day, actually. Sorry.
Do you know what day of the year it is?
No. No, I don't.